It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. By next June, Denver Public Schools will part ways with police officers who have monitored students and campuses for 22 years. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
They're known as school resource officers. Denver police officers who break up fights, enforce rules, and also mentor students. But statistics show they can also introduce children, especially students of color, to a cyclical criminal justice system. Galvanized by the moment since George Floyd's death in police custody, the Denver School Board unanimously voted to oust law enforcement from the halls of public education Thursday night. Plenty of educators disagreed with the move, as did school safety specialists, who said officers keep kids safe in schools marked by violence and weapons. In the end, school board members said the decision is not a judgment on the officers themselves, but on the system. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Officials in Colorado Springs are considering the creation of a police accountability committee. The city has been exploring the idea. Earlier this year, it sent representatives to a conference on police accountability and transparency. Council President Richard Scorman suggests looking at proposals as early as next week.
The community is demanding it. We want it. Everybody wants it. And so let's see what we can do to make this work.
There were protests again in Colorado Springs Thursday night, with demonstrators speaking out against incidents that have happened specifically in Colorado Springs. Two Western Slope ski resorts are back open today for summer activities. Aspen and Powderhorn Mountain Resort will both offer chairlift rides, hiking, and mountain biking. Powderhorn's Ryan Robinson says Mesa County's low number of COVID-19 cases was one of the reasons the resort chose to reopen now.
It's very easy on our mountain to maintain physical distance as you're out biking or hiking. And that was another important factor we considered as we were deciding whether or not we would move forward with summer operations.
Other ski resorts plan to start their summer seasons later this month, including Snowbass, Steamboat, Winter Park, and Purgatory. Aspen's Ideas Festival will run 5 days of free virtual events later this month instead of holding an in-person gathering. Among the speakers will be Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has led the U.S. response to the coronavirus outbreak. The Aspen Times reports other speakers include former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and musician David Byrne. This is CPR News.